Welcome to episode 47 of the Nick Rodriguez podcast. Today I'm joined by my good friend Charles Hagan, and this is our NFL preview podcast. Welcome back, Charles. How you doing today, man?
Yeah, Nick, thanks so much for having me. I mean, what a better topic to, you know, speak about than the NFL preview. So thanks so much for having me on again. I'm really pumped to talk to you.
I'm thrilled. I'm glad you could do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do, division predictions for each conference, a little playoff talk, you know, see who we have going to the Super Bowl, the big game. And I think we decided a little awards as well, a little MVP talk, coach of the year type stuff. So I'm really excited to talk some NFL. It's been too long since I've talked about it with somebody, and the season is right around the corner. So it's definitely time to start talking about it.
Absolutely, man. Also, so many teams with so much to prove this year. I mean, I really see it as like wide open. I don't think there's like a clear cut favorite after, you know, Chiefs getting dethroned last year. So it'll be really good combo.
It really is. You know, there's a lot of quarterback conversations, you know, who's going to start where. We'll get into the Saints. We'll get into the Broncos, some of the rookie quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting. We're going to go ahead and start with the NFC East. And we're going to switch off. So, you know, we're each going to give our take, but this is going to be Charles's kind of rankings, how he sees the standings go for the NFC East, and then maybe some storylines that he sees. So what do you think, Charles, with the NFC East this year?
Yeah, so I think everybody, you know, after considering NFC East, the NFC least last year, right, just being horrendous. It was like each team was literally trying to give the division to somebody else. And it like was anybody's division literally until week 15. And there was nobody over 500. No. So obviously it was horrendous, I think, for every team. And every team fan base in the NFC East was kind of looking at each team being like, man, ours is so bad, but we could literally win the division. So I think, you know, just starting off with the Eagles, obviously, since I'm an Eagles fan, I think a lot of people underestimate the Eagles because they have a big question mark on Jalen Hurts. But I have a lot of confidence in Jalen Hurts. I think year two is when you see a lot of the young quarterbacks really make that stride to, maybe it's a breakout year, maybe it's not, but I totally see Jalen Hurts as commanding the offense and really the team as a whole. I think he's stepping up as that leader that Philadelphia needs. Really, I think if you followed any of the reports coming out of camp, it's like no question that he's just the guy. Oh, yeah. He's just got like the swag, honestly, that you need as a QB1. And who doesn't love his story coming from Alabama, going to Oklahoma? I mean, he's been up and down, going all the way to runner up in the Heisman in his senior year.
Yeah. No, yeah. He is definitely the biggest talking point with the Eagles. I feel like the new coach with the Eagles, at least in my circles or who I listen to, doesn't really seem like a big talking point a lot. It's all about the quarterback, as usual, all about Jalen Hurts and their new wide receiver, Devontae Smith. You know, how big is a factor he's going to be, but it should be interesting. And I love Jalen Hurts. I think he's awesome. Obviously, leadership, you know, he was born to be a leader. I mean, doing anything, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how well he performs in year two.
Yeah, because, you know, Jalen Hurts, he's a coach's son, right? His dad was a coach all throughout his life. So he knew everything he had to do from, you know, interviews, off the field, on the field. So I think that just having a guy like that, especially a lot of the complaints about Carson Wentz was that he was soft and that he wasn't built for Philly, just being like, you know, being from North Dakota, not having that Northeast attitude. And I kind of think Jalen Hurts does. And I think Nick Sirianni is flying. I'm not sure how I feel about him yet. I'm not sure just because he's not that big name coach, right? First-time head coach. I'm not even sure how much of the offense he ran with Frank Reich over there in Indianapolis. But there's so many ties into each other's teams between Indianapolis and Philadelphia. I don't know if the Eagles go first in the division this year, but I think they're one or two. And like just going over different teams, I kind of think the Giants will be a mess. I just don't see the Giants as having a good team. I think Washington football team is going to be solid. I think they're going to be, you know, obviously there's no even seasons anymore. There's no 8-8. I think 9-8 for them, 8-9, kind of just like a solid year. Not good, not great, but not bad. But I really see the biggest threat for the Eagles this year to be the Cowboys. I think that Dak Prescott if he is fully healthy, I think Cowboys probably will be the team to beat in the division, along with just they have so many weapons on both sides of the ball. And if they can just figure that out, I think it'll be Eagles, Cowboys, 1-2 interchangeably.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Obviously, the Cowboys didn't finish very high last season, although they did have a chance to win the division towards the end of the year, like you're saying. Like, it was a crapshoot. Anybody really had a chance towards the end of the season. Washington, I think, is really interesting. Their defense is obviously very talented. You have Chase Young. The interesting thing, again, and it will always come down to the quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick. How well does he perform? I really like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I feel like it's hard not to like Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, and then you look at those four quarterbacks, you know, Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Dak Prescott, Ryan Fitzpatrick. In some ways, not very impressive overall, but in some ways it is, and very athletic between all four of those guys, but Jalen and Dak especially. So a very interesting division. You know, probably not the Eastern Conference, you know, anymore, because Dak is healthy. The Cowboys should be better. But ultimately, who do you have, I guess, as your division winner? You going with Dallas, it sounds like?
You know what? I think that strictly because I think that Jalen, not necessarily that he is the best quarterback in the division, but I think this season he will play like the best quarterback in the division. And I think that this year it's going to come down in the NFCs to who has the most solidified quarterback. And it could definitely be Dak.
100%.
I mean, talk 100%. In the years past. But I think, you know, my bold prediction, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have 1,000 yards rushing, along with as many yards passing that he has. But I think that he's going to be such a typical dual threat. And I think that he will remain healthy for the majority of the games. And I think Eagles will win the division. I think it'll be close, but I think they'll get that probably with 9 or 10 wins.
I can see it. It's a wide open season. You know, it's a wide open conference. You know, so that's certainly, you know, Dak's health is very interesting. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. We're going to go ahead and move to the NFC North, and I'll give my breakdown here, and then Charles, you can come in with any thoughts that you have. Obviously, you know, a lot of questions regarding Aaron Rodgers. You know, is he going to be coming back? You know, is he going to be traded? You know, he'll be traded after next season, maybe. And obviously, I'm a Packers fan, so I'm hoping he dies a Packer, you know, whatever. We'll talk about that a different day. But he is still one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's clearly the best quarterback in the division. When you're looking at Jared Goff, no thanks. Justin Fields, I really like, but he's not better than Aaron Rodgers. And Kirk Cousins, again, no thanks. So Aaron Rodgers, Packers, I have winning the division. You know, I actually kind of like some of these teams, Vikings, Bears, and Lions. I think they have a lot of good potential. I have the Vikings finishing second. You know, they're always kind of right there finishing second. They got a good team. They got Dalvin Cook. Kirk Cousins is good. So I could certainly see them making the playoffs. But, you know, we'll get into our playoffs and everything later. But I really, you know, the team I oddly want to talk about the most, even as a Packers fan, is the Bears. I think Justin Fields is a stud. He's a beast. I've always liked him. He's a Georgia kid. You know, baller off and on off the field. He looks like he's going to be a beast. It'll just be interesting. When will he start playing? Is he going to start playing, you know, week one, or is that going to be Andy Dalton? So, you know, what are your thoughts on that? Do you think Dalton's starting week one? Has that come out already?
It has not come out yet, and I find this division fascinating for this
year.
It is,
right?
There are so many storylines this year, and obviously you started with Aaron Rodgers right here, and we'll get back to this, but I get major Last Dance vibes.
Totally.
Michael Jordan, totally. Scottie Pippen, old school, and it's just like they were all posting those photos, Devontae Adams, Randall Cobb, Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers – I don't know if he's MVP this year. I think we'll talk about it later, but I think Josh Allen might really, really take that ranking this year. But I think Aaron Rodgers will have an MVP type year. But with Justin Fields, I don't know if he'll be ready to start week one. And I think that's a really interesting question for all teams. And people go back and forth on that, right? Should the vet start? Should the vet start until they need the young guy to play? Should the young guy start and should you just let him on there and make his mistakes on the field? And you could see that either way. Does that get into their head early on? If they're making so many mistakes in the field, do they lose confidence? Or are they like, you know, I'm getting used to the game speed and they're getting ready for year two? I'm not sure which way they'll go, but I think for the Bears, they should start off with Andy Dalton at least. Andy Dalton is a solid quarterback. He's not a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Definitely not bad. He's solid. And I think you start, I could see first 4 weeks of the season start with him. But Justin Fields will play at some point this year. I'm just not sure when.
Yeah. We all know Justin Fields is the future. No doubt. You know, I think maybe my prediction would be like October 3rd, you know, that's like week four by then, you know, you kind of get Dalton, you know, getting in there, but they're going to want Fields to play right away because Fields with, you know, one leg is more exciting than Andy Dalton. You know, it's just how it is. I mean, he's just, you know, I'm not a Bears fan at all, but watching that one of their preseason games, I forgot which one it was, but you know, he had a long touchdown run. I think it was against the Dolphins. He had a long touchdown pass. Again, second and three, you know, stringers, of course. But, you know, still, he just looks exciting. He looks the part. He looks like a beast. Let me ask you this. Other than the Packers, who could you see winning the division?
So I think that the Bears cannot simply because Justin Fields is too young. And I don't think the Lions have a shot at out. Like,
no, you and I can win the division before the Lions. I mean, just even make so there.
I just, you know, I don't have much faith in Jared Goff. And I think if Matthew Stafford wasn't getting it done in Detroit, Jared Goff is not doing it.
No way.
But the Vikings are a sneaky team that nobody's talking about again.
Ever.
They have pieces. And, you know, despite – I'm not the biggest Kirk Cousins fan, but he is a guy that can put up fantastic numbers week to week, super streaky. But he could go 4 weeks without a touchdown, and then he'd go 4 weeks, you know, three touchdown performance, 400-yard performance. They've got Dalvin Cook, who in my opinion is a top three running back in the league. Easily. I think he's just so special. I could see the Vikings given a run for it, you know, winning 11 games, honestly. I don't think they will, but I think this Packers is division is theirs to lose more than almost any other division in football, besides maybe the Chiefs in their division. Yeah. But I'm giving it to the Packers. But Vikings are probably the biggest threat.
Moving over to the NFC South, a division with a lot of storylines, and I think that division always has a lot of interesting storylines when you talk about, you know, the Falcons being in the Super Bowl conversation, you know, a few years ago, Matty Ice, Julio Jones. Of course, Julio's not there anymore. Brady going to the Bucs, you know, when Cam was on the Panthers, you know, and of course, you know, Sean Payton, Drew Brees, and the Saints. The NFC South always feels like there was a lot of good football, a lot of good stuff happening. And obviously, that's still the same this season. You know, so I think there's a lot, you know, to like with the NFC South, but Charles, what are you looking forward to the most when it comes to the NFC South?
So I think this conversation's largely been talked about quarterbacks, right? And I think that's just because it's a quarterback-driven league.
Yep.
And I think my favorite storyline of the NFC South is, can Jameis Winston be that Heisman quarterback, that number one overall pick? Yeah. I mean, he's thrown 5,000 yards in the league before. You don't just luck into that.
No,
like, I'm
no.
sorry.
There's talent there for sure.
There is talent there. And, you know, people like to make fun of his workout videos because they're unorthodox, but he's grinding and he lost weight. And I would really like to see, given him a full season with the weapons that we know the Saints have, not that, you know, Drew Brees at the end of his career was mostly doing dump offs. Like, I didn't see him throw a pass 30 yards down the field like the entire season. Exactly. Jameis Winston, I saw him just throw a 55-yard bomb last night.
I know. He had two bombs that were like very pinpoint.
Yeah. So I think I would like people to give Jameis Winston a fair shot. I would like to see that. That's one of my favorite storylines. But also, we've got Sam Darnold going to the Panthers. Yeah. Is a new environment going to be beneficial for him?
I think it is. You know, I don't have, you know, I don't have the Panthers making the playoffs. I have them finishing third in the division, you know, right in front of the Falcons, you know, and I always feel weird about the NFC South because I'm like, man, like I'm putting them third. It always used to be the Falcons that I would put third. I'm like, I like them a lot better than that, but the teams around them are really good. And I really like the Panthers this year. I really like the coaching staff. They have a good receiving core. Obviously, CMC is a beast, probably the best back in the league. And Sam Darnold never had – he had basically me running as a wide receiver out with the Jets, so I'm not going to do anything for you. So, I mean, if I had to pick a team as my dark horse to win that division or at least a wild card, it would easily be the Panthers. That's probably like my team to root for, kind of my dark horse team for the season is probably the Panthers.
Yeah. And you know what? There's nobody that doesn't like the Panthers, right? It's kind of like nobody despises them. So they're an easy team to kind of root for. I would love to see Sam Darnold do so well this year.
I would too.
I would love to see that. And you know what? I really like the Panthers' first round pick this year, actually. J.C. Horn, cornerback from South Carolina. He's just got fantastic ball hawk instincts. Just watching tape of him, he's already been making big moves. I could see I definitely think Panthers third as well, because I think Bucks and Saints 1-2 are pretty much a lock.
I agree.
Because I can't go against Tom Brady anymore. I've done enough years doubting him.
I've tried.
I've tried again. I thought he was done after the Patriots. I thought no shot with the Bucks. They ended 9-7, end up winning a Super Bowl. Yeah. It's just like, you know, I think you have to pick him first until he retires.
I agree. And my next question was going to be, you know, how good do you think the Bucks will be? It sounds like playoffs, you know, solid year. And again, I can't pick against the guy until he proves me otherwise. I mean, he's unreal. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
So I don't, and that's the thing, like kind of the Bucks last year, like they were wild card. They were 9-7.
I know.
I don't, it's kind of like, you know how LeBron James later on in his career didn't worry as much about the regular season, but when the playoffs happened, flipped a switch and turned it on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Tom Brady doesn't need any regular season accolades. If he needs to get to the playoffs. And so if that's a 10-win season, if that's a 9-win season again, he'll get that. And I think playoff time is when the intensity rolls up, because he needs to be healthy for the playoffs.
You 100%.
As 44 years old.
I completely agree. And, you know, I think what's interesting about him and the Bucks is like a lot of teams that go to the Super Bowl and win, their next season usually isn't as great. Maybe they make the playoffs, maybe they go 11-5, you know, but maybe they get bounced in the first, you know, one or two rounds or something like that. So what happened to the Chiefs, although they made it to the Super Bowl, but it's a different breed when it comes to Brady, because he's such a, you know, he's so focused, and he acts like he hasn't done anything in the league, which is unbelievable. So that alone doesn't make me think that they'll regress in any way. You know, he wants to repeat. You know, he wants to, you know, continue to extend past, you know, Belichick and, you know, the Patriots. You know, so it's extremely interesting. You know, I think they do win the division, and it's exciting. You know, it brings, you know, excitement back down to the South. You know, it's awesome. So let me ask you this one question for the NFC South before we move on to the NFC West, which is probably the best division in football. It's so exciting. If you had to pick an MVP for the NFC South solely, who would you pick? That's tough.
So it's a really tough question.
Yeah.
I think in terms of who is most valuable to their team, and I think most valuable meaning for their team, who influences the team the most to win, I think it has to be Tom Brady.
Yeah.
It's an easy question. Like for a second, I'm trying to think about another guy, you know, someone that I could say besides Tom Brady. It literally just isn't Tom Brady. Sometimes you have to go with the easy answer because it's the correct answer.
Sometimes that's the right answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you think about the Tom Brady effect just in Tampa itself. All the other sports teams in Tampa have won championships or gone to the championship. It's unbelievable. So I think Tom Brady, NFC South. And my order in that division, I'm going Bucks, Saints, Panthers, Falcons.
I completely agree. Moving on to which one, I'm sure we'll disagree on this one a little bit. NFC West, I'll get a starters here, and I'll just run off with my four, and then where you disagree, you let me know. And honestly, you could, you know, Cardinals would be a stretch, but you could put any four any place, and I really couldn't put much of an argument up. So in first, I have, let me look at my notes. Hold on. First, I've got Rams. Then I'm going 49ers, Seahawks, and then fourth, I got the Cardinals. Where do you agree? Where do you disagree?
Wow.
I know. That is tough. That was the hardest one, easily.
You know what? I only wrote out one division before this, and the rest I'm going pretty much off the dome. But I did write out this one because I do think that this is the best division in football. And I went Seattle 1,
okay.
Rams 2, okay. Cardinals 3, 49ers 4.
Wow, 49ers 4. Wow, so okay.
Let me tell you, I'll give a brief rundown real quick. I think that Russell Wilson is coming for blood this year. I think Fair. That all of these rumors and all of these things, I don't think that he's the type of guy that hears these things and gets down on himself. I think he's like, I'm going to go to the gym and work harder and show everybody psycho. Who I was. Yeah. If you remember, first 8 weeks of the season last year, everyone was saying Russell Wilson for MVP. He was playing unbelievably. Mm-hmm. I think Russell Wilson is going to carry this Seahawks team to like an unbelievable season. I think 12 or 13 wins. And you want to comment on that before I continue?
I mean, I agree. That's why it was hard to put them, you know, not first, because he's such a beast. And the only thing that's crazy to me, and I think it's still true, like he's never received an MVP vote. Like he's never won MVP. Or is that? That's him, right? I know Drew Brees was like that. Drew Brees never won MVP. I don't think he's won one either. I think it's true.
If that is true, that is blasphemy. I cannot. That is actually insane.
Yeah, that's that is still true.
Oh my gosh! For a guy of his caliber, going to
multiple Super Bowls,
he will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Not a singular vote. I mean, you talk about the guys that have gotten a vote. I think Peyton Hillis got a vote. Like,
yeah, this Peyton Hillis was on the Madden cover. Like,
wow, that's unbelievable, man. Well, I'm gonna hop in number two real quick with the Rams.
Yeah,
I think that this will be a tight one. Maybe decided by a tiebreaker because they might have the exact same record. I think the Rams are going to go back to that 2018-2019 season in which they made it to the Super Bowl, except their quarterback situation just increased like by three times. Matthew Stafford, I have been waiting for him to have a good surrounding team for so long. This guy, if he played on another team, like maybe switched roles with an Aaron Rodgers type, I think he might be considered – like an Aaron Rodgers guy.
He
made Patty Mahomes throws before Patty Mahomes was 18 years old. Like he's 100%. Been doing these things, and he's such a tough quarterback playing through injury and, you know, being such a loyal individual. And then, you know, finally getting this opportunity to play in Los Angeles. I think he's going to take and run with it. Now, this is a team that I could see going, you know, Super Bowl, could be championship game. This is a great team.
Yeah. Rams. That's why I put Rams at one. I was going to do Rams 2, but then I had to remind myself that Jared Goff, who I think is, you know, fine, you know, 15th, 17th in the league, but Stafford is a stud. But no one cared because he was in Detroit, and Detroit, you know, is never great. So I mean, I'm so happy for. Like Darnold, I'm super happy for it because he gets a chance to ball out in a better environment. But, you know, you're going to be with McVay, one of the better offensive minds in football. You got better weapons. Like, I think people are really, truly – I mean, true football fans have always appreciated Stafford, but the casuals are really going to appreciate and see how much of a stud Stafford truly is.
Absolutely. Yeah. You talk about a guy that might be aimed for a
MVP.
I mean, season. He could be an MVP this year. He really could.
He could.
And this is interesting because my third place team, the Cardinals, are another – like, this is why this division is so good. Like, the talent that they've acquired too, like just getting J.J. Watt now. So we got Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, and now J.J. Watt with an already impressive defense.
A.J. Green is over there now.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about A.J. Yeah. This team, I mean, we could be talking 15 weeks from now, and any one of these three teams could be in first place. Like, yep. I think they're all talented. And I just am not as impressed with the 49ers right now, just because, again, I don't think Jimmy G is very good. I think people have seen through Jimmy G now. And I think that Trey Lance, that they believe Trey Lance is the quarterback of their future. I'm not sure by that. Like, when I was watching the draft, I was at the link with some buddies. I was at the Eagle Stadium, and I was shocked by the Trey Lance pick, honestly. So I'm not sure about that. And I think that's the team with the most question marks. And I think they have coaches on the hot seat right now. So that's kind of why I put the 49ers fourth.
Their quarterback situation is very interesting. I liked Mac Jones better than Trey Lance coming out. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I'm a scout and I know exactly what I'm talking about, but you know, I think Mac has looked more impressive, you know, this preseason with the Patriots than Trey has. I mean, one thing, you know, listening to another podcast that actually makes sense once you hear it is Trey, he doesn't have any touch with some of his throws. It's always, and if you look, and like the next time I saw it, like against the Chargers, every throw is 105, like fastball every time, even if the guy's 5 yards away, and you know, it's going to pop up and lead to interceptions. I think the 49ers are very talented. I like Kyle Shanahan. You could jumble up all these teams and put them in random order, and you know, you could find your division winner that way. It's probably the best way to do that. But, you know, if asking the same question I did, you know, for the NFC South, who are you betting on to be your MVP of this season? Is it Russell Wilson? For the division?
I think for the division, that's a great question, because I made MVP cases for two of these guys, right? Russell Wilson and Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
So it's good. I think that just because I've put so much thought, and I've been following Russell Wilson so closely this offseason, I just really think he's just going to play mean this year. Like, if his roster photo says anything, you'll have to check out the comparison between last year and this year. He means business this year, I think, Russell Wilson.
I'll take Stafford just because I got them winning the division, but both could definitely happen. That's our NFC picks right there. Running through those real quick. We agreed on most. I think the only one we really disagreed on, I know you had kind of the Cowboys in the NFC East. I had more of the Washington. And then in the NFC West, of course, you took Russell Wilson, the Seahawks, and I took the Rams and Matthew Stafford. We can go ahead and move over to the AFC conference. And the AFC used to be, you know, just Brady and Manning. Of course, Manning has retired, and, you know, Brady's in the NFC still playing. And it used to not be as good as the NFC. That is long since the case. You have Mahomes, Josh Allen, Big Ben is still somehow playing. Lamar Jackson's a stud. AFC is really exciting. So we'll go ahead and we'll start with the AFC East, a sneaky, really intriguing division to me. What are your thoughts when it comes to AFCs?
You know what? I am not going to lie. I think the AFC has plenty of talented teams, and I think this division is just so cut and dry for me, the AFC East. Like, in terms – like, they have storylines here.
For sure.
But I think a lot of the NFC ones were more interesting up to this point. Like, right here, I just think it's Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. And I think 1-4 are, like, no debate. I think Bills are going to be best team in the division. I think Jets are going to be the worst team in the division. Now, I think the Jets will be a better team than they were last year, and I think Zach Wilson be good. Am I going to see the fruits of that labor this year? No. And I think that the Dolphins, I'm hoping for Tua. We talk about, you know, the Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Tua all being in the league right now. I would like to see them all succeed. And at what point for the Patriots do they stop playing Cam and they put in Mac Jones? I think they ride with Cam most of the season, if not all. And I think that Tua has a really good season, but I don't think Pats do. So I think Bills, Dolphins, Pats, and Jets.
Josh Allen MVP, safe to say.
I think that is, he's been unbelievable.
He's so good. He's so good. Hasn't
he just blown away everyone's expectations? Even people that thought he was going to be really good in the league.
I know.
He's become better already than that.
Who is, okay, so let me ask you, who is, other than any Eagles player, who is like a guy, NFC, AFC, who is one of your favorite players to watch in the league? Just name me like one or two. Because Josh Allen is easily one of mine.
Keeping with the Bills theme, Stephon Diggs is one of the most exciting guys because you just look at him and he gets double teamed and he had an unbelievable season last year.
Yeah.
Led the league in like receiving yards, right? He gets targeted 20 times a game.
Yeah.
And it's his route tree combination is just unbelievable. The routes that he can run, he can blow you by with speed, but then he can really break it down. And he's really been interesting. And then besides that, Aaron Donald obviously just wreaks havoc.
Another stud. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, completely agree. I'll throw in Mahomes. I mean, he's kind of good. We'll get to him in a second. Moving to the – and I don't really disagree with the AFC East. That makes sense to me. Bills, I think, run away with that division. Although I think the Dolphins will be good. They're not close to the Bills at this point, mm-hmm. which I'm happy for. Those are like the best fans in football. So I'm happy for the Bills.
Good ones.
AFC North, I'll run through this one. Another tough one. So I've got Baltimore winning this one. I thought about Cleveland a little bit, but I still like Lamar better than Baker. So I went Ravens, Browns, Steelers, and of course Bengals are going to be last. I do like Joe Burrow, but it's the Bengals, so he's going to have to wait a little bit. Maybe when Big Ben retires, they can kind of take over. Steelers, I feel really good about them being third. Browns are impressive. They could easily win the division. They could be the Super Bowl team. They're a really dangerous team. So I kind of feel like they're similar to the Bills, not necessarily in playing style, but just in terms of expectations. Maybe they're a year or two away. Maybe this is the year they really explode. Any major disagreements on that one as far as Ravens, Browns, Steelers, Bengals?
I agree with that exact division ranking, and I think that I think Browns are a super solid team, but honestly, I do not think they will have a season better than they did last year because they had a great season.
They
last
did. Year. I'm happy for Cleveland too. Like they deserve if anybody does.
Me too. And the running, they have the best running back room. In the league.
I would agree.
Chubb and Kareem.
Yeah.
Just unbelievable. And obviously they got OBJ and they have Jarvis Landry. It's what comes down to me here is I think that the Ravens had a bit of an off year. And I think that Lamar Jackson is too darn impressive not to win this division.
Yeah.
And what I think about, I think that last year we started to see the plummet of the Steelers. I think Big Ben's done, honestly. And you can bring this up a few weeks from now. I think that this will be, I think Big Ben will be like pushed out of Pittsburgh. I think that he just doesn't have it.
Yeah. I've never been the biggest Big Ben fan. So, I think he is getting older. His injuries are stacking up. So I think it is coming to an end. It'll be interesting how Cleveland bounces back. You know, it'll be interesting how Baker can lead that team. And, because if he doesn't play well, the Ravens will run away with this division. My hope is that it's really close and it comes down to the last few weeks. And when they play one of those snowy games in Cleveland or Baltimore and it comes down to it. But I'm going with the better quarterback. To me, the better coach at this time, I'm going with Baltimore for sure.
Agreed.
Now let's go to the most exciting division in football, the AFC South. Oh, baby, no wins for the Colts for the first couple of weeks. We're talking Ryan Tannehill with the Titans, nice. Trevor Lawrence with the Jaguars, and the Texans. So, wow. So, what are you excited about when it comes to the AFC South?
This division, this is the division I'm excited for most in the AFC, just because I think we're talking storylines again. Most storylines in football, debatably, from this division. Mm-hmm. We have the Tennessee Titans, who are just blowing away expectations of the league with Ryan Tannehill, whose numbers have been fantastic sneakily because they rely on Derrick Henry so heavily.
Yeah.
But that is a complete football team right there. But we're talking the Indianapolis Colts, who have a new face at quarterback with Carson Wentz, who is now reunited with Frank Reich. So he went back to practice yesterday. He's looking pretty good. I'm not sure how many weeks he's going to miss, but I think that he will play majority of the games. I think Colts, Titans, 1-2 are going to be tough. But I think Carson Wentz, we're going to see his best season since the 2017 season. We're not going to see a 2017 season from Wentz this year. Maybe we will again. But it's going to be his best season since then, because we're going to see him play comfortably with a fan base that appreciates him, with a coach that trusts him. And I'm very excited for that. And then continuing with quarterbacks, what a crapshoot for the Houston Texans. Yeah. I have no idea what it's going on with Deshaun Watson, but I think they're going to win like 3 games this year, honestly, tops. Like, I think they might be the worst team in football.
I mean, if they're not going to be the worst team, I would love to know who's applying for that position. I mean, just looking at the standings right now, I don't see anyone who's going to be close to Washington. I mean, not Washington, Houston. I could see Jacksonville maybe if they're, you know, I like how they drafted, you know, coming out today, I don't know if you saw this, but Travis Etienne is going to be out for the season.
I did not see that.
That's a blow. That's
big.
I don't know. I don't see them being that bad, honestly. The Jaguars, I'm actually excited for the Jaguars this year. I like Trevor Lawrence. I think he's going to be good. No playoffs this year, but I think in a couple of years they can make the playoffs. But Houston, I mean, by far the worst team. Maybe the Jets, but they have a way better quarterback. They have Zach Wilson, and their pieces are better. And their coach, I think, is better. So I don't know.
No, Houston's done. Like, Houston, I put the line at 2.5 for
give me the
over-under wins. And And I think Jags win 5 games. And then I think Colts, Titans both win double digits for sure, 11-12, possibly 13, depending on how their schedule lines up. Yeah. I haven't tested too closely. But Colts and Titans are going to be gems in that division, and they'll both make the playoffs.
I agree. We don't need to spend any more time on that division. Going to the last division, the AFC West, obviously you have Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs. You have Justin Herbert, Chargers, Raiders, and then you have the Broncos. I mean, I have a feeling you're going to pick the Chiefs to win this division, but who do you got winning this division?
Yeah, you know, I think it's Chiefs. I think Chiefs are obvious. Like, I would like to spend like the least amount of time talking about the Chiefs, because this
everyone talks about the Chiefs.
This 2-4 through this division should go literally any way. I think Chargers will be good. They're a young team. I would like to see the Raiders be good, honestly. I really would.
Yeah.
I think Broncos probably end fourth. I think Herbert is going to be another one of those guys who just has a sensational year. Like, maybe like a Josh Allen year 3 type year, probably. Yeah. Justin Herbert. And I think with that, they'll probably end second in the division, Raiders 3. But the top 3 teams in this division are fairly competitive.
I completely agree with that, no question. I love Justin Herbert, easily one of my favorite players to watch in the NFL. I think he's such a beast, and I think more people are going to pay attention to him this year, and he's going to light it up. Put me down for he beats Mahomes at least once this season. I think he splits it. I have the same standings as you do, so I think he does finish second, and a stretch is maybe a wild card berth if they really, you know, perform at a high level. But he is, I mean, just as talented to me as Mahomes and Rodgers. He's that talented. So, you know,
wow.
I mean, he's a beast. I mean, just seeing him throw it, he just needs more respect. And you can see how it's coming out more and more. His throws are ridiculous. So he's we agree on those standings right there.
Beautiful.
Okay, so what we'll do, we're not going to go through the whole playoff bracket. That would be kind of crazy.
You want to just do championship game and Super Bowl?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. So why don't you get it started? Who do you have going to the Super Bowl?
NFC, I'm thinking Packers, Seahawks. I think Aaron Rodgers v. Russell Wilson. Everybody would love to see it. I think it'd be fantastic. I think Tom Brady loses the round before. And I think Packers take him to the Super Bowl, honestly. Packers. I think Rodgers takes the Packers to the Super Bowl. I think literally last dance. And I think this is a storyline that I would like to see all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
And I think AFC, we've got Bills, Chiefs. I think Chiefs get into the Super Bowl. And I think it's Packers v. Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
So we have the same Super Bowl. I have Packers versus Chiefs as well. I have a rule where I can never pick my team to win the Super Bowl, so I'm going to pick the Chiefs to win it. I always think it's bad luck, so I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I have the same championships as last year, so I have Packers-Bucks. Obviously, I have the Packers passing the Bucks. And then I do have Chiefs-Bills, but I do think, you know, the Chiefs are just too good. They're going to be more on a mission this year, which is part of the reason why I'm picking them over the Packers. But that's our season preview right there. A lot of good quarterback talk. We'll do MVP picks, real quick. But I really think it's going to be a fun year. I'm really excited. We're probably going to be completely wrong on everything, but that's why it's fun. You know, it's good to talk about it. It's funny that we agreed on our Super Bowl picks. I thought you might put Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I think Packers take it all the way. So that's
also oh, you do I, have so you have Green Bay going all the way. Okay.
I'm telling you, man, I would like I think that they should write this narrative of the last dance, like yeah. they did with MJ, like they're doing with Aaron Rodgers. And I think if Aaron Rodgers wins a Super Bowl this year, there's a chance he retires.
I can see it. Yeah, it could be his MJ. It could be his MJ moment for sure.
I would love it, actually. And then go host Jeopardy, and I think it'd be fantastic.
Honestly, I would love it, too. I mean, like, if he brought us two Super Bowls, I mean, he could leave now, and I would be okay with it. He's done everything we've asked him to, despite our shortcomings. So let's do MVP real quick. Who do you have as your MVP this season?
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson gets regular season MVP, and I'm emphasis on regular season MVP because this is just through the regular season. I think that yeah. they do lose in the championship game. But I think Russell Wilson is going to have a fantastic year. Talk about a dual threat guy. I think he's just going to put his team on the back. I think that they might have the best record in the NFL this year.
They really could. I really like that pick. I was going between Stafford and Josh Allen. I think they're both going to have really good years. Ultimately, I'm going to go with Josh Allen. I think he's just going to be a beast. He was my pick last year, so I'm going to double down and go with Josh Allen for MVP.
Wow, what a pick last year. That was good insight that you had right there.
Hey, come on, man. I mean, this is where you go for all your knowledge, man. I got all the stuff for you.
That's right. No, good pick, man. I think that's solid. We were high on both these guys, so I think those are solid picks.
All right, well, that wraps up our NFL preview show. Do you have any last-minute thoughts, predictions that you want to throw out there before we close out?
Yeah, I just think I think it's going to be a heck of a season. First 17-game season ever Ooh. In NFL history.
Yeah.
One extra week of football. Can't complain about that, right, man? Yeah. And I think I'll end it with a go Birds.
That's right. Yeah, I'm excited for the season. Can't come quick enough. Quickly, we have first game of the season will be Bucks Cowboys. You know, it's the ring ceremony and everything for Tampa. Who do you got winning that game?
I think Bucks game one, take it. But I think it'll be a close one right there. I think that it's a good one, though.
I agree. I think Bucks pull away towards the end up winning by 10. But, guys, we're excited for the NFL season. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Again, this was episode 47, which I can't believe. So definitely subscribe to the show.